Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his grain money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men, and when you do overtake them, say unto them, Why have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this it from which my lord drinks, and by which indeed he divins? You have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spoke unto them these same words. And they said unto him, Why says my lord these words? God forbid that your servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money, which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again unto you out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of your lord's house silver or gold? With whomever of your servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my lord's slaves. And he said, Now also let it be according unto your words, he with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and ended at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and loaded every man his donkey, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that you have done? Know you not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, What shall we say unto my lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are my lord's servants, both we, and he also with whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant, and as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him, and said, O my lord, let your servant, I pray you, speak a word in my lord's ears, and let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are even as Pharaoh. My lord asked his servants, saying, Have you a father, or a brother? And we said unto my lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. And you said unto your servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And you said unto your servants, Except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass when we came up unto your servant my father, we told him the words of my lord. And our father said, Go again, and buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down, if our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And your servant my father said unto us, You know that my wife bore me two sons. And the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if you take this also from me, and mischief befall him, you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore when I come to your servant my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and your servants shall bring down the gray hairs of your servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For your servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto you, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore, I pray you, let your servant abide instead of the lad a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Lest perhaps I see the evil that shall come on my father.